online.
On your smartphone.
From the KM Media Group.
This is KMFM.
With the latest news for Kent at 1, here's Lucy Hickmott.
The government insists Carillion staff should still go into work today and that they will get paid despite it going into liquidation. The construction firm employs 43,000 people worldwide, almost half of which are in the UK. Cabinet Office Minister David Lidington is trying to reassure employees.
The government has money in the budget for those wages and salaries. Until this morning, we were paying those via payments to Carillion. From today onwards, we are paying those wages and salaries via the official receiver, and then into the pay packets the workers concerned.
Today's development also throws into doubt the future of the so-called Richborough Connection Works, involving a new underground power line between Canterbury and Thanet. The company's previously been involved in building three academies in Canterbury, New Romney and Maidstone.
KMFM News.
The Folkestone-based UKIP leader says he's ended his relationship with Jo Marnie after she was suspended from the party for sending racist text messages about Meghan Markle.
I have not looked through, as most people don't, all their partners' sort of historical Facebook messaging and so on. I wasn't aware of these things, and when I saw them, I was appalled.
Henry Bolton left his wife last month after meeting the 25-year-old model from Maidstone shortly before Christmas. Despite calling her comments not acceptable, he's still under pressure from within his own party to stand down. It's been confirmed our council tax bills could go up by almost 5% as bosses in Kent try to balance the books. KCC say the extra cash is needed to deal with a shortfall in funding from the government. If approved, it'll add an extra £52 a year to the average Band C house. The authority also has to save more than £50 million, which could affect frontline services. A boy is still in a serious but stable condition in a London hospital after being hit by a bus in Ashford. It happened on Singleton Hill on Saturday morning. The 10-year-old was flown to the capital for treatment. Police want to hear from any witnesses or drivers with dashcam footage. Kent parents are being urged to speak to their children about personal boundaries and unwanted touching. The NSPCC is launching a mobile app game today as part of its Pants campaign to educate young people about sexual abuse. Emma Motherwell's from the charity. She told us more about it.
It allows them to play as one of Pantosaurus's friends, who's a friendly dinosaur, and they can challenge him to do various things. And then between each game, children's knowledge about the pants rule is challenged, and they can make sure that they're learning as they play.
A former Kent soldier who fought alongside Prince Harry and lost both of his legs in an explosion in Afghanistan has been banned from climbing Mount Everest. Harry Buddha Magar from Canterbury, who served in the 1st Royal Gurkha Rifles, had been training for 5 years in a bid to scale the world's tallest mountain. The 38-year-old's now been told amputees are no longer allowed to attempt the challenge in a bid to reduce the number of deaths.
This is KMFM.
We're being told to expect travel disruption in Kent later this week, with a yellow warning in place for strong winds. The Met Office says some bridges could have to close and flying debris may cause a danger to life, with forecasters predicting gusts of up to 80 miles per hour. The alert comes into force at 9 on Wednesday night. And it's the last day to say what you think about plans for a new secondary school in Margate. If approved, it would be built on the site of the former Military Royal School for the Deaf and provide 900 places for 11 to 16-year-olds. The idea is to have it open in September 2020 to ease pressure on demand for places in the area.
Sport.
With dinoplumbingkent.co.uk, your local plumbing and heating experts.
In football, Stoke have appointed Paul Lambert as their new manager. With more on that and the rest of the sport this lunchtime, here's Molly.
The former Aston Villa and Norwich boss has signed a 2.5-year contract with the Premier League strugglers. Lambert will officially take over tomorrow, so the caretaker coaching team, led by Eddie Needs-Wickie, will take charge at Manchester United tonight. In tennis, British number 2 Carl Edmonds says he'll take a lot of confidence from knocking 11th seed Kevin Anderson out of the Australian Open. His 5-set victory over the 2017 US Open runner-up is his best win at a Grand Slam tournament. Edmonds says he never gave up.
Just really happy to beat a guy like Kevin. He's a quality player. Twice I was set down, then 2 sets 1 down. Breakdown in the 5th, so I really did well to come back a lot of times.
He'll face Dennis Istomin next. Meantime, Rafa Nadal dropped just 3 games to advance, while Caroline Wozniacki also went through. But Venus Williams suffered a shock exit to Switzerland's Belinda Bencic.
That's the latest. Next update's at 2.